Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
We were just having a very exciting conversation about our computers.
Yeah, I'm so glad that we're going to record this for posterity so that everybody can know. Because this is the kind of thing, I feel like a lot of people are out there going, hey, I wonder how old their computers are.
Yeah, I wonder how their computers are doing. I wonder if they're updating. Do they have a backup hard drive? And yeah. I'm here to tell you that I now have a backup hard drive, but about a month ago when my computer just quit and David said, but you mean you've got it backed up, right? I said, I backed it up in about 2012.
Yeah, I know. You know, I have Carbonite on mine.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know you do.
Well, it's the only tech savvy thing I've actually done on my own for myself.
Sure.
So, but I did it more because when I was writing books on my computer, I thought, well, this would be the way my life would end if it crashed.
Right.
With even if I lost even 500 words, it could be enough to kill my soul. And so I made sure that that would never happen.
Well, you know, when I was writing the first one, when I was writing A Little Salty, I somehow deleted, I don't know what I did, but I deleted everything I had written so far. Mm. And I was probably like 25,000 words in. The only saving grace was that I've been sending things chapter by chapter. So yeah. I was able to kind of rebuild what I'd done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you, that's a bad feeling.
Oh, I can't even, I mean, I had the other night, I had written some, and it wasn't even a good blog post. It was just like a quick something, and I hit, and it was gone. And it ended up coming back, but just that feeling, and I mean, that's a blog post. And mm-hmm. I thought, well, I'll never write again, because I just spent 15 minutes on that and lost it. I hate that feeling of losing something.
I know, it's terrible.
Yeah, so.
So I'm trying to be good with my new computer about, I'm keeping my desktop clean. I'm downloading really anything to it other than the stuff that I have to have. I'm using Apple Music and trying not to clog up my iTunes. I'm storing all my photos in the cloud. Like, I feel like I'm really trying to keep my computer healthy.
Okay, you're being very responsible.
I'm being very responsible. I just ran some updates. Like, I'm really trying, because I feel like this last one was probably the third computer in a row where it has crashed, or I have gotten some like gray screen of death, and I have had to have the conversation where my husband has said, but it was backed up, right? And I'm like, so I feel like this one, I've got to bring my A game on it.
Yeah, I hear you. You got to be, I know I'm trying to do that. I'm doing that with my phone right now because it's like my storage is really low. Mm-hmm. And so I'm having to like kind of really manage what I keep on my phone, I'm having to be good about deleting like texts that I don't need, pictures I don't need, all that stuff.
Here's the thing to me about text, and maybe it's because I'm a words person, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I love my text. Like I love my old text. I love the conversations. It's not that I just go back and reread them all the time, but I like knowing they're there. And that's the biggest like memory hog on my phone right now, or text. And I'm like, well, too bad. I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
I know. I'm kind of the same, but then I feel like when I start going through, I'm like, oh, here's some threads I could delete. Like there's, mm-hmm. you know, like a lot of like soccer stuff and just stuff that has no sentimental. But In fact, the last time I switched phones, I was so sad that I lost some text threads. Like mm-hmm. I couldn't get them back. Mm-hmm. That now I have like texts that are meaningful to me. I have now screenshotted them and saved them like as photos so that I won't ever have to, so I won't ever lose them.
That may be the answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, cause there are just a couple now, not a lot, but the ones that, like where I'm like, this is something I may want to go back and read, or this really meant something to me, or whatever, I'll screenshot and save them.
You've curated your text, so to speak.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but then there's other things where it's like just a quick whatever where I'm like, I can delete that.
Okay, that's a good tip. I need to do that. I need to clean out my texts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing when you really start going through. I was kind of like, oh, there's a whole lot that I can get rid of in
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it, and then you can take photos of the rest.
Okay, I'm going to remember that.
Uh-huh. I will tell you, I don't need to save anything from Perry because, you know, he just has a flip phone that still has predictive texting.
Yes.
So all of our texts, even if I say, I love you so much, all I'm going to get back is, K, love you. So yep. It's okay. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that something wasn't sweet. It's just there was no need for me to keep that in my life.
Okay.
So.
All right. That might be my project for this evening.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that I could inspire you.
Well, thank you for that. Okay. So what else is going on?
Well, I will tell you. I haven't even told you this.
Okay.
I have a couple things. I went shopping yesterday. Texted you from Free People.
Yes.
I'm sad to say that I did love those Free People jeans, but I think I've already decided to take them back.
What? What? I felt like when I read your text yesterday, I thought, well, I've never seen a faster relationship than yours with these jeans. I mean, it was instant.
It was love at first sight.
It was the bleaching equivalent of, I don't know, maybe a swap in college. It was the blue jean equivalent of that, where you really felt like you had found something.
Yes.
And then the next day with clearer head, maybe you kind of, not so much.
Yes. Yes, that was it. Okay. That's it. I think here's what it was. I tried them on at the time. I was trying them on with this top that I ended up buying that I am going to keep.
Okay.
So I went to Free People. And so this tunic I'm for sure keeping.
Okay.
Real 70s, real boho kind of looking. Mm-hmm. And so I love it. So I think that it made me love the jeans more, mm-hmm. because I liked the whole look. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you what happened. I was super excited about these jeans. And they are really cute. They're these Free People flares. I'll put them on Fashion Friday. They're really cute. They have the real 70s looking. They've got like kind of a double seam going down the side, like real funky flare.
Aren't they the super flares?
Yeah, they're like super flare.
I mean, they're darling. They're darling. They reminded me, well, you keep going and then I'll tell you what they reminded me of.
So anyway, they were super cute. And so, but then I'm going to tell you what happened. And I was so proud of myself because they were $78, which mm-hmm. really to me, $78 is a pretty normal price mm-hmm. point for jeans, because Gap these days, you're paying $60.
Yeah.
So dear Gap, we've noticed that your prices have gone up.
Yeah. And if you get those 1969 jeans from Gap, you're paying more than that.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
So I felt like this is a good deal. So, but then I'm going to tell you what happened. So I went, then what happened was I went to Nordstrom and I was trying on some stuff in their junior department, and they had these Citizens jeans, mm-hmm. these Emmanuel flare boot cut things going on. And I thought, I'm just going to try these. I'm just going to mm-hmm. try them. Because, you know, after I left Free People, I was going to go to Madewell to try on the flea market flares. Well, I went in Madewell. They didn't even have them. And I thought, there's no point, because these jeans can't, there's no way they're going to compare to the Free People.
Well, according to what you told me, like, I mean, there was, oh, it was done. You were done and done at that point. Like a dress and walk down the aisle. You were.
Yeah. I was sold. Committed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. So that was the whole thing. Well, but I just decided I'm going to try on these Citizens just for comparison's sake. And I tried to tell myself that they weren't, that I didn't love them that much, but like, right. I can't quit thinking about them. I didn't buy them mm-hmm, mm-hmm. at the moment because I was like, they're pricier. I mean, they're pricier, but I'll wear them for like, I mean, I still have like my first pair of sevens I bought like 8 years ago.
Right.
So I know I'll wear them forever. So right. I'm like, I can totally justify spending the money, but I've got to take back the Free People, because I think the Free People, the thing is with that double thing on the side, they're super cute, but they're going to date themselves,
right.
Whereas the Citizens are going to be classic and they won't go out of style.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, well, and that's how you say you always know, is if you can't stop thinking about something, you know that you need to go back and give it a second look.
Yeah. So I'm going back.
Okay.
I'm going back on, I think I'm going to have to go back Monday, cause I can't quit thinking about them. And I'm going to return the Free People ones, although they are really great. And I recommend them if you're looking for a really cute flare jean. I just feel like for my jean needs, these Citizens jeans are better. But let me tell you what else happened real quick. And then we'll quit talking about it, because I know this is so boring. But
you had a fascinating Friday is what I'm going to say.
Well, it was the first time I'd hit the stores in a long time. Well, so then I ran an Anthropology to see what they had for the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a couple of cute things, but I went in the sale room to see like what might be there. And they had this one pair in my size of Citizens of Humanity jeans. Now, totally different than the other ones I want, because these are called their flip-flop flares. And so they've got the cutoff hem, like mm-hmm. they're flares, mm-hmm. but the hem's like cut off and kind of frayed, mm-hmm. and they're a little ripped and kind of whatever looking. I almost hesitate to tell y'all this because it was my finest fashion moment mm-hmm. ever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They were originally, here's what I'm telling you, they were originally $295, mm-hmm. which is absurd. I paid $52 for them.
Can I insert some applause here?
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, are you there? Oh my gosh, I think you are you so excited that you fainted? Is that what happened?
I passed out.
Wait, what happened? Do I need to call an ambulance? What's happened?
Can these drums start?
Wait, it's staticky on my end. I can't hear you. Hello? I can't hear you. All I hear is static. I think you got so excited that you shorted out your microphone. Hey, try unplugging your microphone and seeing if you're talking to the computer, if that helps.
Are you there now?
Yes.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can, but all I could hear was static. I thought you got so excited that your microphone must have exploded.
No, my iTunes is playing and I can't get it. Can you? I can't get it to turn off. There, I think it's gone now.
It was like fireworks going off. The static on my end. I've never seen anything like it. It was like a physical manifestation of your enthusiasm. I don't even know.
I can't breathe. Okay. Could you hear what I was telling you?
No, that's what I was saying. Like, do I need to call an ambulance? Is everything okay?
So when I said I got those jeans for $52, all of a sudden these drums started playing. I was like, oh my gosh, Sophie has managed to insert sound effects.
No, it was the Lord. It was the Lord. Listen, he laughs over us. He cries with us. He celebrates with us.
My iTunes had turned itself on and I couldn't get it to turn itself off. And so it was rumor has it. So it was like, and I was like, well, that is miraculous that she has found this with the triumph of me getting these jeans.
Okay. Say it one more time. How much did you pay for them?
$52.
Oh my goodness.
They were normally $295.
Yeah. That's meant to be.
Well, and I'm going to tell you that I went up to the cash register and thought that they were like 100. That's how cute they are. Like, I was going to get them because I thought I'll wear these all the time because they're a great length because they're already made like to wear with my flip flops and like flat shoes. Mm-hmm. So I was like, these are perfect. Well, then when the girl rang them up, she was like, that's $52 and whatever, 7 cents. And I was like, I mean, I didn't even act that excited because I was afraid it was an error and I didn't want her to realize, oh, wait, that's a mistake.
You were playing Nicole.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. So anyway, so it was, I felt like I had a triumphant shopping day yesterday.
So did you, when you walked out of the store, did you pull a Judy Grimes? I mean, did you just like, ow? Like, did you, was it like the surprise party lady on Saturday Night Live?
I was like, oh my gosh. But I couldn't, there was nobody because you were in school. There mm-hmm. wasn't, I couldn't share it with anybody. But anyway, I nearly tweeted about it, but I thought, well, I don't want to feel like I'm bragging about my jeans. I'm going to brag on the podcast about my jeans.
Yeah, sure. If you're going to gloat, I mean, gloat in front of a larger audience.
Well, that's exactly it. So anyway, all that to say, I still feel like I can go back and get those other, because they're like a nicer jean. They'll be like my my nice jean.
And I'm going to tell you, when you sent me, like, I thought those Free People jeans are darling. I still do. Yeah. They struck me as trendy for you. Like, I think I would totally be drawn to something like that. But I think you tend to play a little bit smarter, classic, long-term with your jeans.
Hey, well, I try. Thank you. But I think they were so, and I think it was that I was giddy. You know how there are days, I hadn't been shopping in so long. Mm-hmm. I love fall clothes. That's my favorite time. I felt like I need a couple of things because I know I've got some speaking stuff. And so I'm like, I kind of need a couple of outfits. So I think Free People was my first stop. And so I think it was that I was so giddy. I was like a sailor on leave is what.
Yes. That says a lot. That says a lot. That is a very telling comparison.
I can't breathe. I don't know.
I mean, listen. Here's the thing. I know you mean it. That's the thing. It's I know you mean it. That was from deep down in your soul. That
it was because I didn't compare it to like eating chocolate after.
You were a sailor on leave. That's what you were in the Free People store.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So, anyway, all that to say, I feel good about my decision to take them back. I think they're very cute, but I'm going to take them back. And because I also nearly bought a totally, I'll tell you how giddy I was too, because I nearly bought myself this totally backless maxi dress, but I loved the skirt part of it so much that I was like, I'll just wear it with a jacket. I'll just wear it with a jacket and it won't matter.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I can't buy a totally backless. In what universe am I going to wear a totally backless? And I told the girl, I was like, I really love the skirt of this. I said, but it's totally backless. And she's like, oh my gosh, you can just get like one of those camis to put under it. And I was like, no, sister, I got more going on here than a cami is going to hide.
How old was she is my next question.
Oh, for sure in her 20s, for sure. I mean, she could get a cami. She could wear it backless. I could not. So, anyway, I just think I was a little overzealous.
Well, listen, I told you the last time we did a podcast that I hadn't shopped all summer.
Yes.
And so last weekend I decided, I was like, okay, because of speaking stuff, because, you know, there is no, well, there's not that there's no panic quite like it, but it's a very specific panic to get ready to pack a suitcase and think, I don't really know that I have anything I can wear to this particular thing. So, I knew I needed, you know, 4 or 5 things to kind of give me some options for the fall and for speaking. And so one of those was I wanted a pair of flare blue jeans, which I ordered from Nordstrom.
Yes. We
talked about those. And so I got a couple of things last weekend. So today I did the same thing. I got out this morning and just went around kind of looking. And here's what I want to tell you. Say, you know, you had told me when I first got those flare jeans that I ordered from Nordstrom that I wasn't sure if they were too big or not.
Yes.
To go to Nordstrom Rack and to see if they had them.
Yes.
Well, they did not have those, that particular jean. But I also told you how I had kind of looked on Nordstrom online at some of their, they were kind of a distressed boyfriend jean with a frayed hem.
Yes.
And I thought they were so cute. And then I decided I couldn't pull off like a frayed hem and a boyfriend jean. Well, they had a different kind of boyfriend jean in Nordstrom Rack. They're called the Katie. So I tried those on and they're so cute. And they're that same, they're just those cut from the cloth jeans that they carry.
Uh-huh.
And so I got those and I think I'm going to wear them with some booties. I really do think I am.
Cute. Okay. I
know. That's a step out for me, you know.
I fully support that.
Well, I know you do.
I'm really excited about that.
So I got those and they're only like, I think the ones that I saw online that I thought were so cute were almost $100, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Which for me would be a lot to pay for a trendier cut.
Yes.
But these in the store were like $42 or something like that, $42.95 something. Well, much more affordable.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, good. Oh, well, that's very exciting.
So, that's a win.
Did you find anything else?
I got some Tom's Wedge lace-up booties that I had wanted last year.
Oh, very cute. At the rack?
Yeah, I found them at the rack. And because, you know, I wanted some last year and then I broke my ankle. And, and that kind of ruined all my booty goals. And I also needed, you know, when I was in my orthopedic boot for my ankle last year, the only shoe that I could wear that was kind of the same height was my black leather booties, the left one.
Yeah, I remember.
And then by the time I got out of that orthopedic boot, I wanted to set those black leather booties on fire.
Yes.
Because it was the only shoe I had worn for months. I mean, really for 2 months. It's the only shoe I wore. So I got some new black booties as well.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that is very exciting.
So I feel like I did my shoe shopping, which is fun.
That's good. Okay. I looked at Nordstrom shoes yesterday. I looked at booties. And I was trying to find a booty with a heel. you know, because I'm like with the flare jeans, and I have a pair of booties that I bought a couple of years ago that have a heel, but I thought maybe, but they're not that comfortable. I hate to say it. And so I was hoping I could find a more comfortable option. I did not really see anything that called to me yesterday.
Well, so. I got very, very basic black ones. And they don't have, I mean, they may have like a 2-inch heel. They're not super high. Of course, the Tom's wedges are higher.
Mm-hmm. But I love those Tom's wedges.
But I also have this, I have those Sam Edelman fringe boots that I got a couple of years ago. Yeah. That I'll wear those for the rest of my life. I feel like I'll just keep going and getting them resold. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I have those.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's, I looked and I was like, there's, I don't know. They had some, but I didn't see anything that I just loved. And I was like, it's still kind of early. Cause I'm like, really? I mean, I can wear my like wedge sandals, I mean, till like November.
Yeah, really, for sure.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, and really then I can start wearing them again here like in February. So it's a very short booty window, really.
Yes, it is.
That I need a different kind of shoe to wear with flare jeans. So I just thought if I don't see something I love, I wasn't going to get it. But, and the ones that I was kind of drawn to, but I can't, I think it's Elise, your friend Elise, who does not like the shooty.
No, Elise does not care for the shooty. She feels like it needs to commit.
Yes, the one that has the open toe that's more. But I saw a couple of shooties I was a little bit drawn to, which I've never really liked a shootie either. But I was like, it's when it's cold, I was like, but then I could just do my wedge sandal because they're pretty. I mean, it's not like a strap sandal. You know what I'm saying?
My thing about the shootie is you have to get a pedicure and your foot's hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. So anyway, so I didn't, but I thought there were a couple I thought were kind of cute, but I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that. So, so that's it. So that was my shopping yesterday. And now I'm going to go back, I guess on Monday because I've got some unfinished business.
Yes, you do.
So that's my plan. But then, okay. So on that note, I didn't get into this yesterday because I can only focus on one thing, but I've decided, you know, forever I've used that Garnier BB cream on my face.
Yes.
I don't think it's cutting it anymore.
Okay. So are you about to bump it up to some foundation?
I don't know what I'm going to do. I hate the feeling of foundation now. Like when I did that, well, the John Tesh show, you know, I had to go have my makeup done and she put foundation on me, which I know is heavier than what I would do in my day-to-day life. But I was like, oh my, I feel like I have on a mask. Like it felt so heavy. And I don't think I can walk around like that every day. But I also feel like I'm living in a fool's paradise if I think just a BB cream from Target is taking care of is making my skin be its best self right now.
Well, could you just go like to the Bobbi Brown counter and just say, help me?
Yeah, I think that's what I need to do. But I'm also, I don't want them to, I don't like our Sephora's here. I don't feel like they do a good job of, I feel like there's some sort of incentive that it's a certain brand they're supposed to be trying to sell you right now. And then same with like, I mean, I love Bobbi Brown, but I'm like, here's what I want to know. Truly, what is the best foundation of all the brands?
Well, I mean, we could explore this for several years.
I know. Because I started going on a rabbit's trail of it last night where I was going on Nordstrom.com looking at most highly rated, Sephora, most highly rated, like trying to figure out like what do the people say is the best one?
Well, you know, I've always, because of my fair complexion, I have always had some sort of foundation that, I mean, since I was 18, I've always had some kind of foundation that I used.
Yes.
To sort of take the rosy out, kind of even things out a little bit. And, it's, you know, usually it's got some kind of sunscreen built in or whatever. But that is just the culture I grew up in, that you put foundation on, you put powder on, you put, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so my favorite ever, and ironically, you know, I wear less makeup now than I did when I was 24 or whatever.
Yeah,
but
me too.
I used to love Prescriptive foundation. I don't even know if it's around anymore. Like, because for me, that was like the perfect thing, because I had such a hard time finding a color that worked. That was the perfect thing to be able to use. And so now, you know, I have that NARS foundation and I really do like it. Like it's not super heavy. It's it just blends right in. I don't feel like I'm wearing a mask with it at all. It's okay. It's my favorite probably of my kind of my grown up life.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe I'll try that. Maybe I'll try the NARS, because that was the girl that when she did my makeup, she used a NARS foundation. I just think she used a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. I don't use much of it at all. Like I just a little bit, but just to kind of even everything out. But
Yeah, I just need some evening out is what I need right now. And so I looked, and then what was I going to say? A lot of people, I noticed the Armani foundation, like luminous, is supposed to be like, I mean, people rave about it, but I was like, well, I don't know about that. And it's not cheap. And so I was like, I don't know if I could commit.
How much is it?
It's like $60 for a bottle. I know, that's high. And then, because I remember a couple of years ago, everybody was raving about that Dior Flash, which is like the spray foundation. And I tried to test her that at Sephora, and I was like, well, this is like a trip to the ER waiting to happen, spraying something on my face. And it just that one. That wasn't going to work.
Hey, did your Evian ever come in?
Yes, it did. And I will tell you, I love it. I don't know.
Uh-oh. Here we go. It seems to be when you get excited about something that your iTunes starts. I'm just going to say. It seems to be when you have a big reaction to something. Like, it's like when people used to have seizures with Mary Hart on Entertainment Tonight. It's because of her voice. It's like you get excited about something and it triggers your iTunes. Hello?
Hello.
Okay, there you are.
Well, okay, but hold on. It's starting again. Speaking of somebody needs a new computer, iTunes.
Yeah.
I mean, why is it doing that?
I don't know. Sometimes mine got to where it would do that too, where it would just launch of its own free will. It was like I couldn't shut it down permanently.
Yeah. I'm force quitting. Okay. Now it's okay. We'll see.
You there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's starting again.
I know. I can hear the static.
Well, that
it causes crazy static when it starts for some reason.
Well, I don't know why. I mean, what else do you do besides force quit, iTunes? I do not want you. Go away. Okay. Now it's gone.
Okay. Is it going to start again?
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. So what about your Evian?
I don't know that it's my... I can't tell people like, oh my gosh, it makes my skin look so good, blah, blah, blah. And truth be told, I really have not put on makeup and I don't know how long. I mean, I'm just... Because it's so hot, there's no point. It just melts off my face. But I will say it's very refreshing.
Oh, excellent.
It's very refreshing. So, I mean, listen, it's probably not anything that to me I couldn't achieve by getting a spray bottle with some tap water and putting it in the fridge. But I do like it. But I did now... On Sunday mornings, I haven't put makeup on because we've had church. And I do think it kind of sets your makeup nicely when you just do a little spritz of it after you've done your makeup.
Okay.
But I wouldn't be like, oh my gosh, you've got to go out and buy it.
Okay. Well, but you're not, you don't feel like you've been bamboozled though.
No. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a nice little refreshing thing. It was totally worth it. I mean, I'll use it. A little bit goes a long way. So it feels, but I think my thing is like, cause today somebody emailed me and said, I was listening to old podcasts. Do you really recommend Sheerloom? Do you think it's as good as what you say or whatever? And here's the thing. I do. I mean, I think it's good and I'm back to using it cause I'm getting rid of my summer skin and I'm trying to be my good fall skin and I'm taking care of my skin and all that. But I'm like, but I feel so hesitant in saying, especially when something costs money, because just because I love something doesn't mean that it's going to work for everybody.
Right, right.
You didn't like the way it smelled.
Oh, gosh, no. I couldn't do it. I mean, I just felt like with that second night I used it when I was dreading opening the container because of how it smelled. That's probably not a good sign.
But I'll tell you now that I've started using it again, you know what I've realized? That smell doesn't bother me at all.
Okay. So it's just one of those personal, like, you know, I could stand by like a gasoline pump for my whole life and be like, oh, this smells delicious.
See, it's everybody's got a different, and I can't, white linen perfume sets my teeth on edge.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's just one of those smells that, and I don't know, but maybe the tea tree oil, something in there, but it's just one of those smells that for me does not necessarily please me.
Yes. So that's that. So the Evian water, and that's where I am. So a good, some sort of lightweight. I use the Laura Mercier tinted foundation or tinted moisturizer forever. So, I mean, I guess I could go back to that.
I was going to ask you. Do you think a tinted moisturizer would do better?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering because you know, I could use the NARS has one. The NARS, mm-hmm. the Bobbi Brown also has one. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I need to probably go to a makeup counter and get some help.
Well, I wish you all the best with that. Well, I really do.
Thank you. It's, you know, it's a tough road. And it's hard because when you ask people, everybody, it's just what works for one skin tone. Like you and I, you think we've got totally different skin. So you can't say, well, this is going to work.
Right. Yeah. And I feel like I've been in the same, for the last 4 or 5 years, ever since I switched to the NARS stuff, I feel like I've kind of been in the same wheelhouse with what I use.
Okay. Well, maybe I need to go to the NARS counter then, talk to somebody.
Okay. So college football starts next week.
Hallelujah and amen. I cannot even tell you. In fact, that today I was funny because I was like, this, I don't know what to do with a Saturday where we're in school in the fall, mm-hmm. but we don't have college football to look forward to. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it just feels like, eh, it's still just hot. And Caroline didn't want to go to the pool. And it just, I was like, I need game day. I need some football to watch.
I kind of hoped this morning, I thought maybe game day will have like some preseason something today. Like, I feel like that would have been a prime opportunity. Like,
yeah, I think they did have something like at 11 though.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I did. Okay. Yeah, I didn't watch it, but they had something at like 11. I saw them tweeting. I don't know what it was, but something.
Now, is Chris Fowler on game day this year?
No. Mm-mm.
I don't know how I feel about that.
No, because I really like him. I really like him. I mean, Herb Street's my favorite, but I'm going to miss Chris Fowler.
I'm going to miss Chris Fowler.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like his voice to me says this is college football season.
I agree. And they said it was so he could focus. I guess he's going to be announcing more games maybe.
Well, and I know that travel probably is not much fun, but still.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'll miss him. It'll be interesting to see how, because I feel like he and Corso and Herb Street all had such a good dynamic, you know?
Oh, for sure they did. I have spent the last week from time to time watching different, because, you know, State does videos after every game. And so, you know, like little, I don't know, recap, well, I don't know, whatever you call it. But I have spent the last week watching like the one from the LSU game last year and the mm-hmm. one from the Auburn game last year. And I don't know. I don't have any idea if we're going to be good or not, but I'm just ready for mm-hmm. it to start.
Mm-hmm. I know. I mean, you know, we weren't picked in the top 25.
We weren't either.
And I tend to think that we're going to be better than that. I mean, but I'm like, we're going to know. We play Arizona State next weekend right out of the bat, who is one of the teams Herb Street picked to make it to the playoffs.
Oh, wow.
I know. So I feel like in a way, but then I told Gully, I said, but you've got to be careful because last year when we came in and killed South Carolina, who was number 6 at the time, I was like, oh, we're going to be awesome. And then you think, well, that did not happen mm-hmm, so much. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, even if we beat Arizona State, it's still going to be that thing of like, well, is Arizona State, were they overrated to begin with?
Yeah, I don't feel like the SEC had quite as much bias this preseason as we normally might have.
Mm-mm.
You know, I don't think we're favorited to the degree we were last season for sure. No.
Well, I think Alabama losing to Ohio State did not help that cause.
No, for sure.
So it'll be interesting to see. And Herb Street also picked LSU to win to win the SEC, which I don't know that I agree with that.
I don't know who's going to win the SEC, but you know, I mean, anything with Les Miles, okay, sure.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be opposed to that. If it's not going to be A&M, I'm not opposed to it being LSU. I feel like it's all up in the air. I feel like there's a lot of questions. I feel like Alabama, I don't really know about them. I don't know. I mean, everybody's like, oh, they're Alabama, but I'm like, feels like there's a lot of question marks mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, I don't know, Auburn, there's a lot of question marks there. I mean, is Muschamp, is their defense going to be automatically better? Is ours? You know, I don't know.
It's going to be very interesting.
It's going to be very interesting to see. I'm just excited about it. I can't wait. I love the whole... the whole thing. I love the game day. I'm just excited about the whole thing. And I was super excited because Caroline does not really have a lot of Saturday morning or really even a lot of that. She's just her soccer's at a really good time this year where I feel like I'll be able to maximize my college football thing.
Praise the Lord.
I know. So it all is working out. It's all working out.
I know. Alex said today at lunch, he was like, Mama, why couldn't college football start today? And I was like, well, you know, this is a really good question. I don't know. I don't know why I couldn't start today. Can we just have one game? Just one?
Yes.
One game.
Yes. Why didn't they have like a whatever? Perry asked me last weekend. He was like, is there not a football game on tonight? Like a college football game? And I was like, no, not for two more weeks. Mm. Like, why Labor Day? I mean, let's, you know, I don't know. So I'm ready. God, I'm so ready.
Have you given any thought to what you're going to do dip wise for the first weekend?
I don't know. Now, I already know I'm going to be at Gully's.
Okay.
So we'll be there. That's our prime game watching. So I'm mm-hmm. sure, you know, she loves the Captain Rodney's. She
yes.
likes to pick out the captain. I don't know if we made it last year or if we bookmarked it, but I love that jalapeno popper dip.
Oh. I'm actually, excuse me for 1 second while I get a piece of paper. I'm going to take some notes so that I can remember next weekend what I might want to consider.
Yeah.
I
think that because the jalapeno popper dip is all the tastiness of the bacon wrapped jalapenos, but without the work of the bacon wrapped jalapenos. I just think that is such a winner.
Okay, jalapeno popper dip.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Captain Rodney's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I think those are two that I'm. Those are two, and then I never know if you want to do like guacamole kind of. With that, I don't mm-hmm. know. It's I think our game is like a 6 o'clock game. So technically it's a dinner.
Right. Ours is too. Usually when we have a dinner, you know, our favorite thing is I make these potato skins.
I love potato skins.
I know. That have like hamburger meat and cheese and all this stuff in it, like blue cheese and all that in it. But I'm trying real hard not to eat white stuff right now, just for a host of reasons. And so I can't tell you how much I'm craving a potato, by the way. Like, I can't tell you the breadth and the height.
And the depth.
And the depth of my potato craving. But so I've got to try to figure out some things that are not necessarily dependent on a potato. So
Okay. Well, then I think you opt for cream cheese. I think you're back up. Of course, it is also white.
Yeah, but that's a fine one. It's okay.
Okay.
That's a fine dairy product. Okay, cream cheese. And what's that salsa that you make that I've made before that has the lime and the dressing that you pour over it?
Oh, the black bean. That black bean, that Southwest Fiesta salad.
Yes.
Oh, listen, I made that this year for the beach. We took it down to the beach, and it got so good. The irony is you ended up posting the recipe for it on your blog a while back. So whenever I want to cook it, I just Google Boo Mama Southwest Fiesta bean salad or something like that, and it comes up. But it's black, that black bean and corn and tomatoes and feta and cilantro and some green onion. And then you do avocado right before you're going to serve it. And it's got that kind of limey. You just squeeze a little lime on it. Squeeze a little lime on it. It is tasty. God, so good.
Okay, I'm sure making that.
Yeah. And that to me is a good counterbalance to your cream cheese dip.
Yes. Well, it's your vegetables.
Yes, that's exactly it. You get your protein from the beans. You get your vegetables from the corn and the tomatoes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Cilantro is really good for you. I just read that.
Really?
Yes. It's got something in it that's real good for you. I'll tell you what else I just read is really good for you. Celery.
Really?
Yes. Which wouldn't you just think? I've always thought of celery as like that's a filler vegetable.
Like it's water.
Yeah, but it's got a lot of vitamin K, and it's got a lot of something else that's supposed to be real good for you.
Well, okay.
I know. So cilantro is supposedly good for, it's like a good, I don't know, for your metabolism or something. Don't quote me on that. It's got a lot of essential oils or something. I don't know. It's something. Supposedly it's real good for you. So, but see, because I think you could do a nice, like almost a Mexican medley of jalapeno popper, because the jalapenos, with the black bean, have some guacamole is like a palate cleanser.
Sure. I'm drawing arrows to these three right now, by the way. Like, I'm taking this real seriously. I'm mapping it out.
I think that's a good call.
Okay.
And then, you know, Gully, a lot of times, now last year during the games, when it got cooler, we would do chili. A couple of times we did gumbo. But a lot of times we like to do the pulled pork. We do the pulled pork that we cook all day and then make little tacos out of that. And then that kind of goes nicely as the dinner option, the
is
meat
this,
option.
Is this Ree's pulled pork?
Yeah, it's Ree's. It's from her first cookbook. It's the spicy pulled pork. not the Dr. Pepper. There's one with a Dr. Pepper. We don't like that one as much. This one is like an onion, and I don't know. And you cook it forever, and then you put it in a tortilla, and you squeeze a little lime on it. And then you make some. I buy just the cabbage slaw that you can get like pre-cut up from HEB, mm-hmm, and you put that. Mm-hmm. That's a good like dinner, or we can pick up barbecue too. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. We haven't mapped out.
I think I've got some good ideas here. I feel like I've got, because I like to sort of make a big tailgate meal on the first, like a state's mm-hmm. first game. So,
mm-hmm. I think that's a good. I'll tell you what else too. This is okay. On Pinterest, and it's pinned somewhere on one of my food boards. But it's the recipe for the casa ole queso,
mm-hmm.
and it is so much better than to me the Velveeta and the Rotel queso. And I know that's a strong statement.
Does this have American cheese?
It has American cheese, mm-hmm. and you cook it on the stove. It's American cheese, and it's got celery, and it's got jalapeno, and it's got onion, and you saute all that, and then you like melt your cheese, and I think you add some milk. I mean, it is
okay. Well, that's also going. I'm about to draw an arrow to that.
Yeah, because I think you could have that in there too, and that becomes a nice. Because if you're like us, what we do is we start off, we eat our pregame dips.
Sure.
And then we'll eat like a main course if we have it, maybe halftime. And then like by fourth quarter, we're back to like nervous eating our pregame dips. We're back to
fourth quarter is prime cream cheese queso time.
Yes. Because you're stressed at that point.
You're so nervous.
Yeah. I mean, maybe some fans aren't. I mean, maybe if you're like an Alabama fan or whatever, you don't get it. But Aggie fans and Mississippi State fans, generally that fourth quarter means some stress for us.
We don't typically rest easy.
No. I can think of very few games. I mean, unless we're playing like, I don't even know who.
Well, I was watching the recap video, the state recap video from the LSU game from last year, I had a flashback. Because we were at Kelly's house, remember, all the time. And right there at the end, when, I mean, LSU really could have come back and won it. No, we were at Mary Catherine's house.
Yeah.
How I went in Mary Catherine's guest room, like, to hide. It was like I needed to hide. And I got, in, like, it wasn't a corner, but I got right beside this chest of drawers. And I, like, and honestly, in my head, I thought, could I get up under that bed? Like, could I get up under that bed? Because I knew I could hear y'all screaming one way or the other from the from the porch where y'all were watching. I mean, I have never, like, it was, I have never wanted to make myself, like, to be able to scrunch myself down. Oh, golly. It's the craziest thing. I would have loved to have taken my blood pressure right in that moment.
It's that stress, you know, and I think I tell this story and nobody's cuter, but I will never forget when A&M beat Alabama that first year.
Yes.
That at the end that they could come back, and when Gully's dad called us and he said that he was pretty sure his whole left arm was not, he thought he was having a stroke. And we were like, it's highly possible that we all were, because it was just, there was so much, because we'd kind of gone into it like, wouldn't it be cool if like we didn't get destroyed? Like, wouldn't it be cool? And then when you realize like, oh, I think we're going to win this game.
Yeah.
If we don't blow it. I've just never been where I really thought I'm having an out-of-body experience.
Yes.
There's nothing like it. There's nothing. It's got to be, I would be interested if they did some sort of clinical study on, like, they've done all, like, what smoking does. Smoking's terrible for you, blah, blah, blah. What does college football do to your body? What does it take off your lifespan? Because it can't be good for you.
I don't know that. I wonder if the adrenaline, though, somehow, like, balances out the stress part of it. Because adrenaline sometimes is good for you.
Well, that's true. So, well, especially if you need to, like, if I needed to lift a bus right after it, well, I could.
Yes.
I could.
Yeah, that's the State Auburn game last year, when we knew if we won it, we would probably be number one, which, you know, it's never happened in my lifetime. And I'll never forget, like, looking at Daphne and going, I think this really may happen. And and like, you had texted me about 95 times, like, everybody was texting, and just, there's just, I don't know, there's, it's the most fun just communal goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's there. It's so fun. I love it. I love the whole thing because I love watching the Aggies. I love watching to see what State's going to do. I love watching to see what LSU. I like seeing all my teams.
I do too.
And being excited because you can be excited for other people too, as long as they're not playing your team, you know? Yeah. So you're like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting that like, who's doing this and so-and-so's doing this. I don't know. It's just, yeah, it's a whole fun. Twitter's so fun.
I agree. Yeah, I love, I don't know. Like, I, you know, I love watching Auburn. I especially love watching LSU and the Aggies. They're, that's great fun to me.
Yeah, it's going to be super fun. So I'm hoping it's going to be, you know, Gully and I say it was a real, like our low point. We had a lot of low points last season, but for us, our personal low point was when we went to watch the Aggies play Mississippi at Kyle Field. And it was awful because the team did not look like they cared. Remember, you texted later and said they're just standing there. They didn't look like they cared. There was no fire. It was like they were half asleep. And I will never forget that there were these small children seated in front of us, and we kept throwing that stupid bubble screen pass. So help me, if we throw that this year, I'm going to throw something through the TV. And Gully was screaming at the top of her lungs, "You need to move the ball down the field! Down the field!" Like, she was so worked up, and we were so mad. And this guy at that moment, which this has happened to you too, turned around to explain to her why we were throwing the bubble screen.
Stop it, condescending sports fans.
Wanted to say, sir, I suggest you go and walk around for a few minutes because you're about to see my friend's head explode. If you want to sit and explain to her what this lateral pass is that we're throwing, because none of us think it's good, so it doesn't matter why we're throwing it. Yeah. We know that the ball needs to get to the end zone if we're going to score.
That is my pride. I know it is my pride, but you know, that happened to Sister and me at a baseball game one time where a man was going to explain to us some things. And I really, that's the closest probably I've ever come in my life to like turning around and saying, let me tell you something.
Yeah. I know some things. Yeah. Well, I got tickled at Gully today because I think she and John are going to go to the Alabama game, and it's their anniversary weekend. And so they were telling this dad, another fellow dad, they were like, well, I think we're going to go to the Alabama game. That's our anniversary. And he was like, oh, that'd be so fun. Y'all ought to get on TV. You can hold up a sign that says, like, it's our anniversary or whatever. And Gully said, I don't have time to be holding up a sign while we're in Alabama. What do I care about holding up a sign saying it's our anniversary? I mean, but I'm like, no, we take it seriously. We don't have time to be holding up a sign and worrying about getting on TV.
Well, David and I were talking last night we went to the high school football game, and we were talking to a couple who just moved here from out of state. And he said, like, mamas here really get into football. And I was like, and? They do.
Yeah.
And he said, I just can't get over it. He said, the way, like, mamas will share clips and like, video practice. And I was like, pretty much so. Because I'll go ahead and tell you that after Alex's scrimmage earlier this week, David kind of had to dial me down a little bit when I was trying to explain how he needed to read the offensive line. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We do. We just get into it. And I don't know that that's necessarily just a Southern thing, but I think with this particular guy, he was just kind of struck by how deep the enthusiasm runs around here.
That we're not playing around.
No, around.
It's hard. And see, you're lucky because Alex plays soccer. Football. So that's a sport like you understand and know. Caroline plays soccer, and I have gotten that same. I feel passionate about her games, but I don't really know. I mean, after all these years, there's still a lot about soccer that I'm like, it was offsides. I don't know what that means or whatever, or why it is this time and it wasn't last time.
Right.
So I yell, and then Perry's like, well, that was what was supposed to happen. okay. Well, I'm like, go get the ball. Like, she's not supposed to. She's in her position. She's not supposed to go get the ball. And I'm like, okay. So I've had to learn now. I just have to yell, like, yay, go.
I know. Alex told me before his scrimmage last week, he was like, Mama, just please. Like, please. And so when he went in the first time, David was like, just look away. Just look away. Just distract yourself for a little bit, because I don't know, but it's something. I have to really watch myself.
I know. I'm same. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
Well, that's a glorious thing that we're going to have some football this time next week.
No, hallelujah. I'm so happy. I'm so excited. We just have to get through this week. So, I know. And this week, I feel like, here's the thing. I feel like it's the light at the end of the tunnel, because it's felt a little bit cooler and drier in the mornings. Mm-hmm. And like the temperature is now just getting up to like 97 instead of 103. So I feel like, okay, it's really, you're fall, starting to see. It's really going to happen.
You know, we've had this crazy cool front come through this past week. I don't know from what or why. I don't care. Yeah. All I know is David took the top off his Jeep. Mm. And I drove it without air conditioning. You know what I mean?
Wow. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's been like cool in the mornings and very like lovely at night. And even last night at the football game, it was warmish because there was a storm coming in, but there was a breeze and it was very pleasant. I don't know what to make of it. And I know it's going to get worse before it gets really finally better, but it was a glorious, glorious night last night. We lost, but it was still a good night. Yeah. And that first football game, I feel like I told somebody today, it's kind of like it's almost like a family reunion. Like you just see so many people.
And
we were driving home and I told David, I was like, well, I think my extrovert is done for like a couple of weeks. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I talk so much.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of socializing.
So fun. We had the best time.
Oh, that's good. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. Well, we, Caroline and I, well, Perry was gone last night and we watched The Book Thief, the movie. Yeah. And it was so good. I'd been wanting to see it for forever because, you know, I love that book, but, I thought the movie was really good, really sad, but really good. So yeah. So, that was it. That was our big Friday night.
Well, that sounds fun.
Well, it was good. We thoroughly enjoyed ourselves. So
what are y'all doing tonight?
Well, Perry's on his way home, and so I don't know what we're going to do. So, I would guess probably pick up something for dinner, and I would guess that because there's nothing here to eat.
Well, you know, I made my big Costco run a couple of weeks ago, and I was I felt like, well, you know what? We'll get a couple of weeks of food out of this. Mm-hmm. Not so much. Yeah. I learned some lessons from that, but the bottom line is, 2 weeks later, not quite, and we're in the same boat. There's not really anything here to eat. That Asian slaw mix that looked so appealing to me when I was going through the produce cooler has lost its luster. Mm. I will say, though, I got one of the things I got at Costco this last time in the cheese section. It was Finlandia sliced cheese, and it had four cheeses in it. It had Swiss, Colby Jack, cheddar, and I think maybe provolone was the other one. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it was the most delicious. Like, usually when you buy cheese and it's already sliced, you know how it gets dry?
This was
not like that at all. It was creamy and it melted so well. And it was, so I will buy that again. That was I spent all that money to learn that the Finlandia cheese is delicious.
Well, I think sometimes that's a good, listen, you got a cheese out of it. So you can't say it was all for naught.
But it's just good. Like, it's, I don't know. It's good when I scramble eggs in the morning just to throw a little bit in there. You squeeze a little lime on it. I put a little cheese in it. And so, but we discovered we really like that. And that's about it.
Okay. I like that. Well, this week I did cook more. I did that chicken. I linked to it on the blog. I did that chicken parmesan that you had put the recipe up for forever ago. Because Perry, it was funny because I made this like, it was chicken and sausage and potatoes. And it was one of those that, like, when I read it on Pinterest, I was like, well, all the ingredients in this are delicious. How could this be wrong? Mm-hmm. But it just, all together, it was too much. The sausage was, like, too much with the chicken and the whole thing. And so it wasn't bad. It was just like, eh. And so Perry was like, why don't you just cook, like, stuff you used to cook instead of trying all this new stuff? And I was like, well, I said, I can't remember what did I used to cook. He's like, what happened to that chicken in a pan with, like, sauce on it? And I was like, oh, the chicken parmesan, which I was so glad because it's so easy.
It's so easy and so good.
So, and my people ate it up. So I had done that. I did a roast last week. So I cooked three nights last week, which is a lot for us. I know. So, But last week I was real motivated. I went to the grocery store on Saturday and I was like, I'm going to put a roast in the oven on Sunday and all that. And this week, no. This morning I thought, oh, I ought to go to the store again. And I was like, or I could not.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got roast at Costco and cooked it forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we had it, it was like, it wasn't very good.
Mm, that's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I bought a lean cut of meat.
Didn't work out. Yeah, so I don't know. I've got to get back on my cooking. But see, it's kind of like I feel like, because this weekend is Labor Day, it's like it's a holiday weekend. So I don't know, for some reason, it's like I think I don't have to cook this week.
Well, I know. You just kind of think, well, you know, you've got some relaxation coming up.
Yeah.
So, I've got to cook that. I've got to go to the store.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to have to because Caroline's got soccer on Monday. So Monday nights are out for cooking. And then, so really, Sunday night is a night to cook. Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday is what I did last week.
Oh, you even have a system.
Yes, I have a system because then Sunday we had leftovers on Monday. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, then Thursday night we had leftovers.
I gotcha.
You know, so soccer nights, essentially, we have leftovers. And so that way, nobody's having to worry about cooking on those nights.
Well, that's kind of what's messed me up here recently is because we have football practice that's really like when we would normally be eating supper.
Yeah.
And so that's been a little bit of an adjustment because I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I know. Well, and it's tricky because I've been like, Perry's schedule, like I've been taking Caroline to soccer. And so I drop her off and then I've been going to Starbucks because I can write and get stuff done there while she's at soccer. And then I just bring her. She loves their turkey bacon breakfast sandwich. Mm-hmm. And so that's what she wants. So she eats that for dinner on the way home, which is such a win because then she like just eats that. And so by the time she gets home, because it's like a 20-minute drive, she's already eaten dinner essentially.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So because all she needs is that turkey bacon sandwich.
Oh.
I know. So anyway, after she's burned 8,000 calories.
I was going to say, after she has run several miles.
Uh-huh. But that turkey bacon is completely and totally satisfying and filling. So,
bless her.
I know. But it's good because it helps us kind of stay on track to get in bed at a decent time.
Well, all right. Do we have anything else that we need to cover? Or
no, I think I'm going to go check on my iTunes and see what's happening with that. I'm going to start counting out my pennies, saving for a new computer.
I know.
Clearly something's going on there. Oh, one last thing.
Okay.
I feel like I turned a corner with UVerse this week.
Oh, tell me more. Tell me more about it.
I don't know what it was. I think I just hadn't really used it much this summer. Like when I'd been watching stuff, I'd been watching it on my computer. So I feel like I've interacted with it more this week.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and last night was a game changer because when Caroline and I went to rent The Book Thief, it was on demand and it was in HD. Well, with Dish, we always rented our movies in SD, not HD, because if you did HD, it took forever. You had to like download it like hours in advance because the HD would not load. But like last night, we like got Book Thief. It was in HD, and like immediately it started and it ran smoothly the whole way.
Well,
I thought, well, I feel like I've turned a corner.
There you go, that right there.
Yep. So anyway. But I did get a box from Dish this week. I've got to return all my remotes and all my stuff to them.
So it's officially over.
It's officially over. But then I said, what about the dish on the side of my house? And they said, well, we don't care about that. You just can leave it there or have somebody come remove it, but we don't want it back.
So they don't want the heavy duty piece of equipment, but they want the remote that cost them $2.
Yes. Isn't that crazy? They don't want that. Because I was like, how am I supposed to ship back this dish? Because I assumed they would send out a technician that would take it off my house and they'd want it back. They don't want that back. They just want the other thing, which, you know, can't cost them that much money.
No. So no, it can't.
No. So I'm box it all up, send it back.
Well, I'm so glad that you turned a corner.
Yeah, I feel better about it. I'm glad because I was, you know, I was waffling. It was like the Free People jeans. I was going back and forth.
But
now I've made my decision.
Because we do on-demand movies a lot, but we've never had any issue. Not a lot, but when we do, we've never had any issue with it.
Yeah. Well, we used to always, I mean, unless you got them in SD, you knew. And even then, a lot of times they would skip. It wasn't as good. The quality was not as good.
See,
so
David would have never been able to survive that because why am I going to rent it if it's not going to look good? If it's going to be on the big TV and not look good, why am I spending money to rent it?
I know. And I kind of felt the same way, but it just gets into that thing of sometimes I'd just rather power through than have to deal with customer service.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, so, congratulations.
Right. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're welcome.
Okay, I think that's it.
All righty. Well, y'all have a good week.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Stranger.